In his career working for a global shoe brand, Josh Udashkin was constantly on the road. It was then that he discovered a gap in the so-called smart luggage industry. A sleek suitcase packed with high-tech electronics, but with a priority on strong design. Josh went on to build a startup called Raiden, and he thinks it beats the competitors hands down. So how'd he do it? This is Eureka. I'm Monocle 24. I'm Daniel Giacopelli. Each week we bring you one entrepreneur story, the early inspirations, the struggles, and the path to success. This week, Josh tells the story of Raiden.
I actually wanted to be a lawyer and I became one, but it lasted about 3 years. And then I quickly realized I did not want to be a lawyer anymore. I think while I was practicing law, I practiced law in Midtown Manhattan. I would spend any free time I had, the afternoons, my breaks, shopping in the stores and not really consuming things, but looking at the products and really kind of assessing and talking to the people on the floor and seeing what worked and what didn't work and what colors were selling and all that type of stuff. So I knew I had to leave the legal world and join the retail world. And I was fortunate enough to know the CEO of Aldo Group because I grew up in Montreal near them. And a chance encounter actually at an airport with him. And I pitched myself to just be an apprentice. And so I left kind of a fancy white shoe law firm behind. And then I ended up moving back to Montreal and traveling around the world for about 2 years working on international development for Aldo Group. I was really depressed. I think my third and final year being a lawyer, I just said I was 27 or 28. So it was not a midlife crisis, but definitely a career crisis. And I think people stay in school so long these days that they don't even recognize that the career they may be pursuing isn't actually what they want to do. And so I encourage people actually to take time in between undergraduate and graduate school and at least get a little bit of work experience. I didn't do that. And so the working world was very harsh for me. And I was miserable. I had this chance encounter. I said, you know, I'll take a 70% pay cut and I'll go for it. And so I moved back to Montreal. I actually kept my apartment in New York. And then actually for Aldo, I spent a lot of time traveling. So I ended up in a international development capacity. And so I would, you know, get on planes and go look at real estate. I'd meet franchise partners. I would go to department stores. I would look at merchandise and really build out businesses, whether they were in Mexico, South America, and in Asia. So that was about almost 2 years. It was very humbling to go into a job where I knew next to nothing. So I had these very academic skills on, you know, financial modeling and legal drafting and maybe had more education for, you know, formal education than almost anyone kind of in my multi-hundred person team because they had all kind of come up out of school and grown up in the business. So they really knew the footwear business. So, you know, really had to learn what is the business of selling shoes. And what are the economics of selling, you know, a product at a certain price point? You know, can it really be on a high street? Does it have to be in a mall? You know, really kind of figuring out all the dynamics of that business, which was a very large and successful business, a quiet business in some ways, but super successful globally. And I think the thing I actually most learned there was I did get to spend some time with the founder, whose name is Aldo, and a really humble man and treated his employees as family. And I think when you go build the culture of your own business today, even, you know, in 18 months, we have 22 people at Raiden, you know, you learn these things. So I chose to be more like Aldo than my very cutthroat law firm in New York. I knew I wanted to do something that involved industrial design. I wanted to do something in commerce. You know, I felt that I had a point of view there. And I knew I wanted to do something that involved some form of kind of Internet of Things technology. So I started, it was kind of a perfect storm of just thinking and doing research. I started to, you know, draw a thesis around what was working in retail. And I felt like consumer products, the successful ones were starting to be retailed like consumer electronics. So when you look at things coming out of Uniqlo, you know, those things are standardized things that come in a range of sizes and colorways. When you look at Beats and you look at GoPro and you look at Dyson and you look at all these kind of fantastic unboxing experiences that involve, you know, uniformity and design, how I feel is that it actually feels better today for all of us to have the same things than almost individual things. I think we're expressing our individualism in other ways, whether it's social media or other forums. And I think, you know, we all either have an iPhone or a Android phone. You know, you walk down the street and everybody seems to be wearing Ray-Ban Wayfarers or aviators or maybe Warby Parkers at this point. And then products from Uniqlo. So I started drawing this thesis around that. And then I traveled so much for Aldo, and I just started looking at the luggage industry and saying, boy, this is a category where you have over $30 billion a year in global revenue. It's something everyone has. So it's not a handbag or, you know, some luxury good. It's something everyone has, but I can't name more than two or three brands. And then I certainly can't name more than one or two brands that I admire. So for me, there felt like this market gap, which is kind of the impetus for almost every business. And from that point on, I seeded myself with the initial capital and I kind of got off to the races. My eureka moment was really the idea that people could pair their mobile phones with their suitcases to receive information that would prevent them from having baggage overs fees, from knowing their bags were coming around the carousel. If they had any customer service issues, they'd be able to live chat with an agent. So I really believe in, you know, strong warranties and the idea that, you know, you buy a product and it should last you for a long period of time. And if you need to repair it, you can communicate quickly. And so I said, boy, just like Fitbit and some of these great IoT things, I can do this and turn a travel product into a consumer electronic. I think that was really the thing. I had funded the first prototype myself, and then I was actually introduced to the five guys who started the company Casper in the United States, which is a fantastic mattress company. And they had actually only recently launched, but I started telling them about my idea and showing them kind of what I had built. And they said, you know, if you ever raise money, let us know. Whatever money we have, we'd like to kind of be your first investors and we'll help you kind of put together your first round. And they kept their word. And so they did that. And then very quickly thereafter, their big investors invested in Raiden. And so we raised our seed round within, I think, a month of having the prototypes ready. Don't worry about everything being scalable. I think everybody wants this scalable business and they put this pressure and they quit perfectly good ideas potentially or things that may sustain them. Or, you know, I think you really have to get your goals, your personal goals down on paper before you could even think about starting a business. And some people don't need to start a business that has 20 or 100 employees. They just need a small business that might support them or is the alternative to working in a big organization. But I think I wanted to build something scalable. And so that really was driving a lot of the decisions. I really think you have to know yourself before you could build something.
Josh Udashkin there, founder of the smart luggage startup, Raiden. Eureka's on a bit of a cheerful holiday until January the 6th, but the entrepreneurs is business as usual. This Wednesday and next at 1900 London time. Eureka was edited by Toby Hammond. I'm Daniel Giacopelli. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and thanks for listening.